Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, yes, yes. Episode 23. Thank you for joining me. Is life good? Big question early on. Is life good? And where do we go when we die? Is two of the biggest questions you're ever going to hear in a 10-second intro. Brilliant times. The snow just pissed off, just went, and then came back, but really shit snow, you know. Really kind of lame, really just not even attempting to be snow, just like, yeah, I'm gonna like dandruff, basically. Dandruff seems to be a male thing, doesn't it, more than a female thing? Is that sexist hair talk from Pitcher? I seem to see a lot more men with dandruff problems than I do with women having problems, dandruffs. So I'm thinking, do women look after their hair better, or is the male hair, what the hell am I talking about? I don't know, but if you want to give me the answers, you can write to me on Facebook and tell me that you're a dandruff sufferer. It's DA, Dandruff Anonymous. This is a new group I'm beginning. It's for people who want to sit around and talk about dandruff. I really hope there is, this isn't one of those Swedish words. Dandruff, you know, the white stuff in your hair. What do you call it in Svensk? It's quite funny because sometimes in Svensk it's like, you say dandruff and they go, yeah. Dandruff. It's just a different way. Both languages meeting at a crossroads, colliding like a vehicle hitting another. I went to the movies, didn't I? Went to the movies. Love going to the movies. If you're a bit down at the moment, I'd say go and watch a movie. I don't know if that's good advice, really. It's like saying, if you're a bit suicidal, go and look over the top of a bridge. I just find the big screen, that whole scenario, that whole kind of process of sitting down. You get your popcorn, you maybe get some goodies, you eat the goodies way before the movie starts. You're still in the previews, you know? And now, 43 years of age like I am, I have to measure the time when I need to go to the toilet. You know, I don't measure my penis. Not anymore, anyway. Not since the incident. I have to, you know, if I'm in there for, not the toilet, if I'm in the movie for 2 hours, I'm gonna get up. So I can't be drinking too much vatten, or else I'm filled up and there'll be a moment when they go, and the murderer, I think I know who it was. It was, and I'm like, I gotta go. So you've got to try and pick a moment in the movie when you... it's not like at home, you just stick pause, don't you? You know, we can pause everything. We pause it. Pause. So you have to get up, and that moment when you're in the toilet and all you can think about is movie. I've got to get back to the movie. and then you're the guy that walks back in, and they go, so that's where they killed him. And they're like, then you start talking to the person next to you, and you're like, who did it? What have I missed? And then they say, shh. And then there's people on their phones as well, you know. I try to go to the movies as much as I can, you know. I know there's places where you could probably download a movie, you know. Let's not be children about this. It does go on, you know. People do download the illegal, yeah, the Spotify illegal, okay. But I always find those ones quite funny. I watched one, according to my friend, I did, asking for a friend. Apparently, I watched one, and halfway through it, this person just stood up. So they were actually filming in the cinema, and then someone's head just appeared and walked off, went to the toilet just as I was saying, you need to go to the toilet, and then sat back down. So this big shadow. That's when I sort of gave up those kind of films. But I did go to watch the Leonardo DiCaprio Revenant, I think it's called, Revenant. No spoilers. That's actually an effect I can do through the voice. If I press this button, and if you believe that, you'll believe anything. It's just a simple little pencil. If you're looking for sound effect tips, if you're looking for a bit of fun, maybe spicing up your sex life, maybe the lights go off in the bedroom and your partner says, come here, you grab the pencil and go, like that. Freak her out. Freak him out. Turn the light on, and you're just holding a pencil, which won't really help anybody, because you're like, and then you have to compensate by showing them things like, I just did it like, because I thought it would be a laugh. And then she divorces you, and then you remember where you first heard it. It was on the Al Pitcher podcast. And then you hunt me down like the Revenant. No spoilers. It's a very, very good film. A bit kind of, I spoke to someone about it yesterday. It is a bit negative. It's a bit of a, oh God, oh, especially the Swedish one as well, because Bamsey's in it. No spoilers. But I like it. And I'm on this low-carb, high-fat diet, LCHF. So I had to sit there just drinking water, which was, again, just filling up my bladder. But I've seen DiCaprio act better. But ironically, I think this will be the one where he wins an Oscar. And if we're being truthful about the Oscar, not very good this year, is it? Because it's just full of white people, isn't it? You know? I don't really get political about stuff, but when you actually see how many people are white and nominated, that every person in the main category is white, right? And then when they do they go through the people who vote, I think it's like 3% of them are black. It's just crazy. Anyway, but what can we do? We have to. They've made some changes anyway. So they're listening, listening to us. It was like strange on Saturday. I had to do a sound check at Burns, you know, that sounded a bit like I was Håkan Hellström, but no, I had to do a sound check, ridiculous again, sound check, just hello. So I went into Burns, did the sound check, and then that was at 12 o'clock, and then they said at 1 o'clock, there is a anti kind of Nazi fascist march outside, but we're expecting Nazi fascists to turn up as well. I was like, nah, fee fun. And I had like a black hat on and a black jacket, and I thought, I could just see me kind of getting pushed, because I'm a big guy, just kind of getting pushed into the wrong march. So I'm in the papers or something, you know. So what I did do was I quickly got out of there and I joined the anti-fascist march just for a little while, but I had to go home. I had sick children, and I'm clearly on that side. So I think it's weird times at the moment, very strange, you know, and I'm not a political comedian at all, but sometimes I think maybe I should be talking about stuff like that, but I can never find the funny because it kind of scares me. But it is a minority, and that's the danger, is the minority can sort of stand out in a bizarre way. So we have to talk. We have to talk to our children. We have to talk to each other, you know. There's like a person who walks their dog, right, around my area. Let's call him Dog Walker. And we've been here for about a year in this house. And I try to say hello to him, but it always doesn't get an answer. And I'd like to talk to Dog Walker, you know. Maybe if I talk to Dog Walker, then he'll talk to someone else, you know. But then I heard Dog Walker when he went past my house. There were some toys there and I could hear him. My wife said, he said something in Swedish about, he was complaining about the toys on our front lawn, in our garden. So I need to talk to Dog Walker. Go down. Maybe I put some food down and his dog will come, and then I'll just come out of the trees and I'll go, hey. I don't think I'll call him Dog Walker. I'll be like, dude, let's talk. Yeah. But I think he's a professional dog walker, because sometimes he has one dog and then other days he's got like six or seven. Unless he's one of those mad fuckers who has 12 dogs at home. You know, those people who, they're like Dr. Doolittle. They're preparing Noah's Ark for dogs. You know, those people you go around and you go, how many dogs have you actually got? And they're like, well, there's, last count, 11. 11, but we lost Rover, but then we got Tutu. I don't know. And they smell of dog, don't they? They just smell of dog. And then you sit on their sofa and you've obviously got black trousers on. Of course you have. You get up. You look like Chewbacca, basically. You've got Chewbacca's ass. You got hair everywhere. And cat owners as well, you know. If the cat isn't cool, you know, if the cat isn't being a good cat, it'll piss, it'll shit in the side, won't it? You know, like they do, and then that just smells of cat bice. I don't know what animal. My son is talking about getting an animal. I mean, he's asking for, he's not talking, he's not standing there going, I think I'm gonna get this, Papa. I don't know what accent that was. So he wants to get like a turtle, but I'm sort of guessing that turtles, I mean, their shit must stink as well, isn't it? I mean, I'm not obsessed with animal shit. Don't think, you know, you've tuned into the wrong podcast here. I just don't want to have to clean up shit all the time. Is that too much to ask? Is it? Am I being a diva? I just, you know, I've got my children's to sort out, you know? That's always strange. I looked after my my godson once, and he did a little bicep, and then he just bent over, touched his toes, and I had to wipe him clean. That was something I just didn't think I had to do. And I mean, hamsters. What about a hamster? You know, a little furry thing. What about one of those where they, you know? I mean, I'm sure they can. They not take a tablet that makes them not stink or something? I don't know. Is there deodorant? Is there a spray? Can you burn incense? What can you do? If you're an animal lover, give me the advice I need. What animal doesn't stink? Okay? I mean, also, the dog walker, okay? He's got to walk. He's got to carry plastic bags, right? He's got to carry more plastic bags than you do when you leave Ica Maxi on Christmas Eve, right? He's got to carry more plastic bags than a murderer trying to get rid of four bodies. He's got to carry more plastic bags than a student who's been kicked out of their house. Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's pretty good, I thought. So he's just picking up. Constantly bending over. There's dog number six. Dog number four. Okay. Dog six again. You sure you're not good? Oh, just something I ate. You know? Because I think you'd start talking to the dogs. I mean, people do that, don't they? They talk to the dogs and then they say to you, say hello, he loves you. You know? It's like biting your shoes. Lifting its leg. So the dog walker, I don't know if I could do that job. You know? I did have a weird job, but this whole thing gets back to having friends, isn't it? You know, I think you've got to find. I mean, if you and I, if we're Facebook friends, cool. But how many friends do you have on Facebook that you really know? It's like someone said, you know, invite them round. Invite all your friends round for a barbecue and see how many of them actually turn up. See how many of them are real. I like the Facebook friendage. I like the way that people can communicate. I don't like the way an old school friend will pop up with kind of far-right ideas, you know? So I'm not really into that, but... You know, just defriend, just unfriend. Take away those mofos. Leave them alone. But I think I have friends. I have comedian friends. So comedian friends are, it's not necessarily funny friends, okay? We don't, you know, you don't go out with a comedian friend and we just, you know, they say, what do you want? And you do... You know, like juggling and you ask the waiter, hey, mate, what do you do? You know, it's not like that. Where do you come from? What's your job? You know, it's not a constant gig. But comedian friends, I find there's no like limit with it all. You know, you can say you can say whatever you want, and there doesn't seem to be any restrictions, okay? And then you get proper friends, you can say that as well, you know. But sometimes if you go on Facebook and you write something, or if I'm doing this podcast, I try to be as honest as possible, you know. I try to be not 100% funny. I try and look at things in a kind of chatty kind of way, you know. But you do get those moments. I think it's being a comedian, okay? When you're a comedian, you go out on a social situation. If you go out, say, with my wife, don't go out with my wife. Why are you going out with my wife? No, if I go out with my wife, with family, friends, or friends of hers, there is a little bit of pressure, tendency for me to think, I mean, it just might be the paranoia in my head, but I think, oh man, I've got to be funny. And they're saying, I can feel them sort of saying, well, he's not as funny as I saw him when he was on stage, you know. And I'm not an on comic. And, you know, some comedians are on the whole time. On, absolutely on. Jokes all the time. I'm not that person. So then I think, oh, man, they think I'm not that funny. And then something happens and someone says something funnier. And they're thinking, well, you should do the comedy, Jan. You should be the comedian. And then you're sitting there thinking, all right. So then you go in big with a story that you haven't really thought through, but it was funny to you, and it dies. And then people just leave. They leave the social event, and all they can think about is, wow, he wasn't that funny, was he? You know, it must be, he must have people writing his things that kind of help him. And you're like, no. I'm just socially retarded. I'm not very good, okay? Having said that, I love meeting people. I love that first initial meet thing. But I think in Sweden, I think you could... I live in Stockholm. It's the biggest city in Sweden, if you didn't know that, just in case. And you can have days when you... don't talk too much. I had an incident 2 days ago where I saw someone, a woman was on the phone, right, sitting down, and a guy sat down next to her, put a bag down over his, so we say, balls, you know, that so you know where it is now, the bag. And then I saw his arm go behind the bag, and then it popped out the other side. I think he was trying to go into her pocket, right? Now, I'm 99% positive, right, that he was trying to steal something. So I went, hey. And he panicked and he sort of looked around. She was still on the phone. Then he got up. I watched him. He stood by the door and he got off. It's a big accusation to say to someone, mate, you just tried to steal, because he could have been stretching, right? But the vibe for me was, I've got to do something. But what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to grab him in a headlock and then call the police and then say, look, this guy? And they say, well, you know, what evidence do you have? And I was like, well, he put his arm there. Well, not that's not enough, you know. So there was another part of me was thinking, holy shit, how brave is this dude? You know, how there's something about a clever pickpocket, you know, I think it's the thing from the movies, isn't it? When you see someone and they go up and they hug and then they're like, oh, where's my passport and my keys to my safe? You know, brilliant acting picture. So anyway, I think I stopped a crime. And then I spoke to the woman afterwards. She was very thankful. She actually had her purse in the other pocket, and that was undone. I don't know if they were targeting her. I don't know if they saw the purse. He saw the purse. But Yeah, it's a weird feeling because I sometimes think I should do more, but then I did enough. And I think that's what you should put on my gravestone, actually. Probably could have done more, but you know what? He did enough, you know? It's like when I look at this dog walker, right? How many times am I going to say dog walker? If anybody's got the dog walker counter, tell me how many times I've said dog walker in this pod. When I see the dog walker, I think of jobs that I've had. And I've told you about the bottle factory. When I worked in a bottle factory, I told you about the plastering the walls. One time I worked in for a radio station dressed up as Bananas in Pajamas. Have you seen that TV program? If you haven't, they're like really taller minions, basically. And it's just like a children's TV cartoon, not even a cartoon. I think it's actually real people as bananas. What happened was I got this job doing some promotion work, right? Now, promotion work is always like, you know, dressing up as an elf or, you know, and I put the bananas in pajamas and I said I'd do it because you couldn't see my face, you know, in the costume. It was behind like a kind of mesh thing. And I was in there for an hour. I was at a service station, you know, like Statoil, giving out, you're not going to believe this, bananas. That's right, bananas in pajamas, giving out bananas. I think it would have been too creepy if I was giving out pajamas, but I was giving out bananas, which is what you need, isn't it? You turn up to get some petrol and you think, you know what we need? Fifan, bananas. Of course we do. So I was giving those out. And then this car pulled up full of kind of young, cool people. And the guy goes, look at that guy. Look at him, he's bananas. Look at him, idiot. Real Kiwi kind of, bloody idiot. Look at that bloody banana. What a fucking idiot. And it turns out I knew them. And they came up and they said, hey. And they're like, I was like, who? Trying to put on a fake banana accent. And one of the guys was a bit aggressive, passive aggressive. Was like, hey mate, show us your real face. You know, that kind of thing. And I was like, nah, it's cool. Do I know you, mate? Nah. What's your real name? Banana, what's your real name? And then I took the mask off because I thought, this is going to turn into this weird scene. It's going to horrify children forever. They're going to get me in a headlock. Why am I talking to headlocks? They get me in a headlock. They pull the mask off and all the kids there eating their bananas are just going to be horrified. They're going to be like, it's a real person. I thought it was a banana in a pajama. So I take the mask off and they're like, Al Pitcher, what the? Where have you been, man? And they were younger brothers and sisters of my friends, okay? So they were like 4 or 5 years behind. So there was this thing of looking at me and then thinking, oh, man, is this what you're doing with your life? Serious, man. You know, there was that kind of, I've really, really got to get onto stuff, you know? These kids were like, I got to get onto my life, man. I'm wasting my life. I can't be a banana in a pajama, man. So in a weird way, showing them my face underneath that banana in pajama motivated them. So as I've been talking about dog walkers, you know, and everything else, I just hope that someone out there gets motivated. I hope someone today listens to the pod and thinks, fee, fan, and takes that mask off. Maybe they're a big donut or something. You know those, they're called creamy donut shops. Donut, ex-donuts, donut, do not, not do. Big creamy donut. Maybe they're a mascot for that. They take it off and they're like, this is the last time I'm going to be a donut. And they change their life around. Who knows? That's what friends are for. So this week, I've announced a big, big thing. I should have said it at the beginning. But the announcement is this. I'm doing a live TV recording. Not for live TV. I'm recording a show for TV. Okay? It's a TV recording. April 15, April 16, Reval, Stockholm. If you've never seen me live, I've done three tours. Fika tour, Porto tour, Nemen, right? I'm now putting all of those together and I'm going to do one show, right? So what you need to do is get some tickets. So get your tickets at Ticknet. You can go to alpitcher.com. The shows there are all there. Come along, okay? It's going to be, it needs that fun. It's a Friday, it's a Saturday night. It needs that kind of, needs that jolly, happy faces, you know? It needs people to laugh. You can get your laugh on TV, okay? So if you've got one of those kind of, it's probably going to make the TV. You're probably going to be able to be at home watching the TV and then go, hang on, listen, that's me. And you'll be able to record that bit. So come along, go on, do it. And it'll be old bits, it'll be new bits, it'll be your bits, it'll be polished bits. It'll be great. So come to that. That's April 15th, April 16th. I will mention this a few more times. I know this is episode 23, but I will mention it because I want it to be full of people that listen. Like the podcast listeners, that's what I want. I want people that love to hear my voice. Hello from the other side. Then on Saturday, this Saturday, February the 6th, I'm doing Linköping at 12 o'clock, midday. That's Linköping Comedy Festival. Again, alpitcher.com. Go there, see there, be there. You're there. And then in the evening, I'm going to Halmstad. So you could go on Ticknet and get tickets for that. So that's basically it for this week, okay? I think this has been a good pod. You know, I don't like to pat myself on the back, but I just did. I felt it was your hand, and I felt it was good. To the dog walkers out there, enjoy your life. To the people who are going to the movies, enjoy your life. To the people who are going to surprise their husband or their wife with, enjoy your life. And for the people who are currently dressed up as a banana and a pajama, I salute you. This has been episode 23. This will be the only one this week. I have to write something, so I'll be busy all week. But you guys have been awesome. As usual, your ears massage my soul. Thank you so much. Any questions, go to Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Be cool. Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.